Okay, now that we generally learned the dinim of kashering, let's go through the kitchen, practical sense. What do you need to do to get the kitchen ready for Pesach? We'll start from the easier things and go to the harder things. Okay, your kitchen table and chairs obviously have to be cleaned because there is chametz around it the whole year. Most tables, practically speaking, you can't kasher with your boiling hot water all over it. So the custom is the table should be covered. But not with a covering like aluminum foil. The second you put down something, it tears. You should like vinyl. So after you clean the table, you make sure that Pesach, the table is covered with a special covering. Then you can have your dairy covering, your meat covering, whatever. But the table should always be covered because who knows what type of crumbs might still be there. Your countertops. So some countertops are kasherable for Pesach, some aren't. Okay? So we're talking now basic halacha, going to the right a little bit, but not fanatic, okay? Most poskim hold formica cannot be kashered for Pesach. Plastic is not kashered for Pesach. What you could kasher for Pesach is if you have marble or granite. But even marble or granite, you have different types. You can have a slab of marble or granite, which is one piece of marble or granite, that's kasherable. If it's a composition of marble, meaning it's ground up marble made with cement, so then it's not kasherable because the cement is earthenware, and earthenware you can't kasher for Pesach or year round either. So if you have, let's say, a marble countertop, granite countertop, so you clean it out thoroughly well, you don't use it for hot for 24 hours, and then you pour boiling hot water all over the countertop. Yeah, you can get your floor wet, but so what?
Tiles with grout?
Huh?
Tiles with grout?
Now, tiles that have grout, because of the grout, you cannot kasher that counter.
So you need to cover it.
Now again, if you're not planning to kasher it because you can't or whatever, all you have to do is kasher it. Cover it. But again, you can't cover aluminum foil that you put down something that's going to rip it. You have to put down something that's going to hold.
They have hard aluminum.
Now they have hard aluminum. Now they make special made boards. I mean, today you can get whatever you want. Okay? People that live in a house that are not renting, so they buy one time, they get these custom made boards that they put on the counter and they cover it and they keep it from year to year and so on. Now, some people are machmir. One second. Some people are machmir that when you pour boiling hot water all over the countertops, they also do the hot rock. Like we mentioned the other Thursday night, why that works. Halachically, you don't have to do it. People that are machmir on Pesach, many people do it on Pesach. If you're not planning to use the countertop, or you don't want to kasher it, you don't want to bother kashering it, even if it's a kasherable material, you just line it with something that's going to hold, and it's not a problem. And then, if you want to put something hot down, make sure there's a towel or something. You know, just definitely don't put it down directly on the countertop.
What are the walls of when you're reaching the wall?
The wall in the back, again, ideally, if it's a kasherable material, you should pour boiling hot water over it. If it's a non-kasherable material, it should be covered. And the reason why it needs to be covered, because during the year, hot chametz touched it. And during Pesach, again, something hot is going to touch it. So therefore, ideally, it should be lined in the back. But the back already, you can use more easier things like aluminum foil or something else because you're not putting things down and up and down that is going to rip it. Now, that's the counter. Now, if you have a pantry, by the way, that let's say a cabinet where you keep your chametz sticker dishes during the year. No food, no hot stuff, just dishes. So what you need to do is, if you want to put your Pesach dikka dishes there, take out the chametz dikka dishes, halachically just clean it up, there's nothing hot there. Some people like to reline it every year anyway, so they'll reline it for Pesach. Halachically, it's dry, it's not hot, there's no food there. Sometimes you have pantries, sometimes you can have a bag of barley rip or something like that. So then you need to make sure that it's really clean, that the, you know, check it out, make sure there's no chametz anywhere over there. Next, let's go to the sink. The sink is a big problem, because sink has hot chametz the whole year. Now, what you need to do for a sink is, again, you need to kasher it with hagola, the boiling hot water, or technically you can use a blowtorch and a stainless steel sink. But let's leave that for a second. If you have an enamel sink, a porcelain sink, they're not kosherable for Pesach. So what do you need to do? If you have a non-kosherable sink, because really the only kosherable sink would probably be, according to all opinions, metal. Some people say quartz you can kosher, but if you have a stainless steel sink, that could be koshered. But there's a few issues involved. If you have a non-kosherable sink, so you need to, they sell them here in the stores already, kosher markets have them, basins, the grubber made basins, but they have holes. They're actually sink inserts. Based on the size of your sink, you can put a hole, it almost goes off at the sides also, it covers the sink. You have to make sure though the sink is spotlessly clean. If you have a sink that's stainless steel, and you want to kosher it with hargola, or technically you can kosher it libun kal with a blowtorch. But I'll tell you the problem with that. I know guys that do it, and they, because it's a very thin coating of stainless. No, they don't melt, they make holes in it. Not wood, they get so much warped. Not with libun kal. Libun kal, you have to get it hot. If you touch it, you're going to burn yourself, or a straw is going to turn brown. But a lot of times guys do it, so it's just like it's a double header because it's a catch 22. Well, from one side, if you do it too much, you're going to ruin it. So therefore, you might not do it well enough. Or if you do it well enough, then you might break it. So, or ruin it. So a lot of people would rather do the Hagola process of boiling hot water all over the sink. Again, in our circles, if we're kashering it, we would use the hot rock also. Now, the problem with the sink is like this. First of all, you have to make sure the sink is spotlessly clean. You also have to make sure, like we learned Hagola, you can't use it for 24 hours prior to the time you're going to be kashering it, right? How do you make sure a sink is not used? I always tell when I teach the women, they're like this. There's something called men in the kitchen that make problems. There's kids in the kitchen that make problems. And there's the housekeepers in the kitchen that make problems. Because, you know, men don't think, as we all know. So what's the problem? Number one, if you want to kosher the sink, you have to make sure it's not used for hot for 24 hours. Because anything we learned that you want to kosher with hagala, the hot purging process, hot water, you can't use it for 24 hours prior to the time. How do you make sure a sink is not used for 24 hours? So there's two things you have to do. Number one, underneath the sink, turn off the hot water. Under the sink, turn off the hot water. Then at least nobody will turn on the hot water to make a problem. Secondly, what you need to do, because people, again, they'll have a hot coffee, they'll throw down the sink, or a hot soup, they'll throw down the sink. So what you need to do, if you want to kosher the sink, you take something and you cover your sink, just as a reminder they shouldn't use it. And then you close, turn off the hot, this is practical, turn off the hot water under the sink, and then you cover it, the people shouldn't put things into the sink 24 hours prior to the time you want to kosher it.
Hello?
A big problem today.
Hello?
Send regards. Big problem today.
Rafi?
A big problem today, by the way, is the faucets of the sink. Rafi? If you want to figure out your phone, ask your little grandchildren that are 2-3 years old. They'll do it for you. One second.
I have a question.
What?
I don't want to sound like I am against the Torah. Why we are fighting in the Chometz, and the Chometz is, the whole year is very, very important for us. And in 7 days...
Eight.
Why we are against the Chometz? It's not against the Torah. But the Torah said, you Chometz lo imaze bevatchem.
Why is the Torah so strict about Chometz and not about, we don't do Bedikas Chazer, we don't do Bedikas Shreif, we don't do Bedikas everything, we do Bedikas Chometz. Why is the Torah so strict about Bal Yeron, Bal Yomotzi?
The rabbi put the question better than me.
Thank you.
So why?
So what's the answer?
I don't know.
So I'll tell you why.
Okay.
So the Rishonim write, because Chometz you used to a whole year. Pig, you don't eat a whole year. So you're separated from it automatically a whole year. Chometz, you're eating a whole year. Correct? So people forget. You're going to have Chometz in the house. You're going to forget. You know, you're not You're used to eating it all year. So because a person, like Bodil Mine, is not separated from Chametz the whole year, so therefore, why is the Torah so strict about Chametz? It's not for now. Come to Chassidus in the morning. We're learning all about that now in the Maimonim. Chametz represents Gava. Sa'ar Shabisa, the Yetzahar is called Chametz. The Gemara speaks about people sinning. Kedem Shehichmetz, Acha Shehichmetz. Before you became Chametz, after you became Chametz, Chametz is ego, haughtiness, Gava, and that's the source of all evil. So Pesach, which is Yetzirah Mitzrayim, but you have to come to Chassidus. 6:45 in the morning, you learn. Okay, next. Now, if you want, what's the problem with the faucets today? First of all, they're much more complicated than they used to be. Now they have things pull out and this type of faucet and that type of faucet. Another bigger problem, by the way, is a lot of faucets today look like metal, but they're really plastic. A lot of the sinks, the faucets today, even the expensive ones, are not necessarily metal. They could be plastic. And plastic, you don't cash it for Pesach. So if you have a plain stainless steel, simple faucet, like years ago, see, again, you clean it out well, and then you leave it for 24 hours with the rest of the sink, and then you pour boiling hot water all over it. What's an interesting thing, if you ever noticed, if this is the faucet, where the water comes out from?
The spout
where the water, the mamish, the bottom though, screws on, it's actually like a little strainer. It is a strainer. And when you open it up, you'll see there is stuff in there. Okay. Now the problem with that is, those things might be chametz, because chametz spritzes up. You ever, you know, when you cook in the kitchen, you have hot water, things go up and down in it. Okay. And those strainers are not kasherable. So what people do is either they change them once a year, get a new one, or what some people do is they just take it off for Pesach, and it's not there for Pesach on the sink. But if you have a faucet that's not metal, that's actually plastic, and a lot of them are, you can tap it, sometimes you can see right away if it's plastic or not, that you can kasher for Pesach. We replace plastic, the meaning is not to kasher for Pesach, even though our opinions would say you could, but we don't kasher plastic for Pesach. So therefore, some people actually cover it.
If you take off the strainer you're talking about, you can have it in your house, or you throw it away?
No, you put it away with the chametz. If you get a new one, you throw it out and get a new one. If you're not, you put it away with the chametz. Like everything else in the chametz.
What about the little faucets for the drinking water? Like the little...
You mean the 5-gallon bottles?
The filters with the little faucets for the water.
That's, the filters are a problem. The filters have to be changed. Especially if it's a hot water filter. Some people have instant hot water and by the sinks. So number one, just for the record, Shabbos for sure you can't use it. The instant hot water heaters, that there's no tank, it just instantly becomes hot. You can't use it on Yom Tov either. Yom Tov, I'm not talking about Pesach. Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use it. Thirdly, the problem is hot chametz is by the sink. Hot chametz spritzes and squirts all over the place. So that thing can be, it's very complicated to kasher. There's some plastic on it. It's, bottom line, it's very difficult to clean out. So what people do, they actually cover it with aluminum foil or whatever, and they don't use it for the duration of Pesach. It is a big problem to kasher that.
The cold filtered
water? Huh?
The little thing, the cold filtered water?
The cold filtered water is not a problem, basically. It's all cold. We're going to get there when we get, we're not there yet. Anyway, so bottom line is, if it's metal, you can kasher boiling hot water. If it's not, then you really should cover it.